Lord. I'd like for us to stand, and we're going to go to the word of the Lord. And I surely need the Lord's help. And I don't just say that. I need the Lord's help. And we need His presence and His anointing. There have been times when I have gone to preach, and the Lord, who is our help, the Bible says, didn't show. Amen. And I think there are times He does that because we get to thinking that we can do something, and we can't. And He'll just show up, amen, or not show up to let you know, hey. Jesus said it this way. He said, without Me, you can do nothing. Amen. I can't even walk without Him holding my hand. Praise the Lord. And so I do want Him here, need Him here. Amen. And I do expect Him to be here because He's here. Praise the Lord. And I still feel Him. Amen. Psalm 18. I also want to go to Ephesians 6. I have some thoughts that have been just roiling through my mind, scriptures that I feel the Lord gave me direction, but He didn't give me details. There are some times I have preached where my notes are, I almost preach exactly my notes word for word. I mean, there are times it's really nearly word for word, and the Lord helps. And feel His anointing writing, and I figured if He can anoint the pen, He can anoint the tongue to follow it. Praise the Lord. But there's other times that He is just given something. I don't think Peter had notes on the day of Pentecost. I've got at least some. Amen. But I do feel a direction, and I feel like God is going to help us here today and wants to talk to us. Praise the Lord. How many would like God to talk to you? Hallelujah. What a privilege it is to have God talk to us. Amen. Psalm 18, before we begin, I'm not going to read from the beginning part of the psalm, but I do want to mention it, and where he talks about how the Lord is his strength and how he called upon the Lord in his distress, and the Lord heard his cry and came down, bowed the heavens. Amen. When the righteous cry out to God, let me tell you something, God takes notice. He does. What a beautiful example in Psalm 18 of prayer and the answering of prayer. And God interested in answering the prayer of the righteous. That's really what the psalm is about. But I want to start further down from there and begin at verse number 28. And if you'll help me preach, I'll preach better. Amen. Psalm 18, verse 28. For thou wilt light my candle. The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. For by thee have I run through a troop. And by my God have I leaped over a wall. I want to stop for just a second in the reading. We used to play this little game in high school and in grade school, to where we had a line of guys, scrapping young guys my age, and they would just line up halfway across a gym floor, and some of the rest of us would have to get through and touch the wall on the other side. That was our job. Their job was to keep that from happening. And to do it, they had to pick us up and hold us for at least 3 seconds. And they had to say something, I think, 3 times. While our feet were off the ground. To make sure that, it wasn't just a quick 1, 2, 3. But you had to get across. Let me tell you, you would bleed. getting across. Those guys meant business. I don't think guys ought to have long fingernails. But some of them had them. And they used them. They'd grab your shirt, they'd grab whatever, and they'd, man, I had scars on my face and stuff like that. But if you're determined, you can make it through. But running through a troop, I don't know about that. And it's speaking in military terms. But he said, for by thee have I run through a troop. And by my God have I leaped over a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. If you have not noticed that little phrase in your Bible, you ought to pull out a pen and you ought to go ahead and underline it. The word of the Lord is tried. It's proven. It works. Praise the Lord. We're going to be talking about the word of God today. He is a buckler to all those that trust in him. For who is God save the Lord? Now, I want to mention this. I can't just read the scriptures. I'm sorry. I just have to. But the word Lord there in all capitals, they actually had the name of the Lord written. In our King James Bible, it's not like the Spanish Bible. In the Spanish Bible, it has the name in there. Which is really, I think, how it ought to have been translated. And because it gives us an understanding of the name, the power of the name. We're saying about the name today. Amen. And so, you think about it, the word of Yahweh is tried. And who is God, who is the mighty one, save Yahweh? No, I don't go around. We know his New Testament name is Jesus. Amen. And who is God, save the Lord? Or who is a rock, save our God? It is God that girdeth me with strength and maketh my way perfect. He maketh my feet like hinds' feet and setteth me up upon high places. He teacheth my hands to war so that a bow of steel, literally, they didn't have steel back then. The word is brass. But in England, when this was translated, you know, they looked for the strength and they translated it steel. So that the bow of steel is broken by mine arms. Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy right hand hath holden me up. And thy gentleness hath made me great. Look at all these words of power and of might and of war and then gentleness. Right in the middle of all that. Thou hast enlarged my steps under me, that my feet did not slip. I have pursued mine enemies and overtaken them. Neither did I turn again till they were consumed. I have wounded them, that they were not able to rise. They are fallen under my feet. For thou hast girded me with strength. He said it the second time. Unto battle, thou hast subdued under me those that rose up against me. Thou hast also given me the necks of mine enemies, that I might destroy them that hate me. Can I tell you, you have an enemy? The devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. And we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. I want you to hold your spot there and turn with me also to Ephesians chapter number 6. Ephesians chapter number 6, a very familiar passage that we will be reading. beginning with verse number 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, because of this, in other words, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, he's describing the armor of God, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints and for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Praise the Lord. And Paul here was describing, and I'll let you be seated in a moment, he was describing the fact that we're in a warfare, the fact that we have a battle to fight, the fact that the only way that we can be strong for battle is in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Not in the power of your ingenuity, but in the power of His might. And then put on the whole armor of God that we may be able to stand. And pray. And when you pray, and pray for me, that I might be able to speak boldly as I ought to speak. And what he was saying here is, you know, we're in a warfare together. Nobody fights a warfare alone. Amen. We're in a warfare together. And so he's telling them to be equipped and then join me in the warfare that I fight. Praise the Lord. I've struggled with a title. I don't know that I have a good one. I don't even know that I have one. Amen. But in verse 34 of Psalm 18, he teacheth my hands to war, that a bow of steel is broken by mine arms. Let's just entitle this, he teacheth my hands to war. He teacheth my hands to war. Let's pray, can we? Maybe put our Bibles down, lift our hands toward God, and let's ask him to help us. Precious Savior, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Mighty God, I need the Lord Jesus, your anointing. Dear God, Lord, your direction to traverse. Dear God, through what you've given me, that I might deliver it, God. Oh, Lord Jesus, as you have designed it, God. We're praying, Lord, your anointing, Lord, in the pulpit and in the pew, Jesus. We love you. We praise you, God. We seek you. We're hungry, dear God, for you. Hallelujah. And everybody said in Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. Let's worship the Lord, can we? Let's worship him. God, we love you. 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 Holy, 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 holy. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This morning, Elder Wheeler said, old men ramble. I guess I'm getting old. Praise God. And I don't feel old except sometimes. And But I do want to take a little time and feel after the Lord as I as I go through some of the things that I'm about to say. You know, he said the Lord is going to light my candle and enlighten my darkness. And we need to be able to see the things around us so that we can walk uprightly, so that we can traverse this world. We live in a world that is full of quicksand and full of mines and full of all kinds of things that that will trip us up if we do not walk in that path of the just that shineth more and more under the perfect day. Bible says that his word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. But it also says it's the entrance of his word that giveth light. And we've got to get the word of God on the inside, and not just in our mind, but in our heart. And the Bible says that he writes his word upon the fleshly tables of our hearts. And in Jeremiah chapter number 31 and in other prophecies, he tells us that he did that so that we might be able to walk according to his word. Nobody could be saved keeping the law. It was weak through the flesh. But that's why we received the Holy Ghost, that he might, through Holy Ghost anointing and the gift of the Holy Ghost, that we might be able to receive the word of God. The Bible tells us in Corinthians that our thinking is carnal, and we cannot, through the carnal mind, receive and understand the things of the Spirit. They're foolishness. But when you receive the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost guides you, and you're hungry for the Word of God, there's something about the Word of God that just jumps off the page and gets a hold of you and gives you direction and gives you motivation and gives you desire. Amen. And gives you strength. Praise the Lord. And so he said, God's going to light my candle. God is going to enlighten my darkness. And then after he speaks in the third person of God, he speaks directly, to God, and he says, for by thee have I run through a troop, and by my God have I leaped over a wall. It's not an easy thing to run through a troop. But you know what? Those that are anointed, those that have the power of God on their side, they can do things that are beyond what you might think. They, it gets into the realm of the supernatural. It gets into the realm of supernatural strength that God gives. He does. He gives us abilities beyond our abilities. And they are placed there by the Lord. And for by thee have I run through a troop. You know, David's a mighty man. When David said, that I could just have a drink from the well of Bethlehem. There's three men that broke through a troop, fought their way through. Three men went through a troop, got him a drink of water, and brought it back. And I want you to think about that. We've had those little races at picnics where you take a cup and you've got to do a three-legged whatever, and you've got to run, and you have to have at least half the water or whatever in the cup. Whoever has makes it through and has the most water in the cup. It's hard to keep that water in that cup. And these guys came and they ran through a troop on the way there, got some water, brought it back, and it was enough for David to drink. Amen. And David wouldn't drink it, thinking this is the price of blood. I'm not going to do that. Didn't want it happening again, I think. Amen. But God gave supernatural strength. And by my God, have I leaped over a wall. Now, I've told people before, and little kids usually is the only ones that you could pull this on. It's like, I can jump higher than the Empire State Building. Now, I did this. I've been to the Empire State Building. Anybody ever been there? I was there at the Empire State Building, and I did this. I was in my 20s. And I went and I jumped higher than the Empire State Building. It couldn't jump at all. That's right. Amen. Praise the Lord. And it worked. Amen. But I couldn't jump over it. Amen. But David said, through my God, by my God, have I leaped over a wall. And as for God, his ways perfect. And the word of the Lord is tried. I want to stop right there for just a second and tell you that we do not have a faith that is some kind of pie in the sky faith that is just weak and anemic and oh, that's really nice, you know, that you've got. No, I'm telling you, the word of God is sure. Amen. It is a sure word of prophecy. Amen. His word is forever settled in heaven. We can go to the bank on it. We can believe the word of God. We can act upon the word of God. We can have faith in the word of God. Why? Because the word of God is tried. Amen. The word of God, can I tell you, has been put on trial since the time it was written. There have been men that have said that this Bible is going to be obsolete, that it's not going to stand the test of time. It's still the best selling book in the world. Amen. Praise God. There may have been those that stood, amen, and said that this Bible is not even going to be noticed in 100 years. And that man died and the Bible sitting on this pulpit being preached. And most folks in America don't even know the man's name. Amen. And the Word of God stands forever. The Word of God stands sure. The Word of God is something that we can build a life upon. The Word of God is not like the shifting sand of this world's latest fad and latest economic mode and latest philosophical point of view. Amen. But the word of God is a rock. The word of God is solid. Amen. And we can build our lives upon it. And when the storm comes, amen, our house is going to stand. Let's worship the Lord together. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. It was David. Amen. It was David, praise the Lord, that wrote this psalm. And he understood that the word of God is tried. He understood that the word of God is sure. And when he looked to the scriptures and he loved the word of God. And while he was out watching sheep, he would sing songs unto God. While his brothers were doing other things, he had a devotion to God. And when it came time for him to go out to see his brethren in battle and take them a little bit of cheese, if you will, and to check on them and report back to their father. And he heard the voice of Goliath. And it was the 40th day, according to the scripture, that Goliath appeared and said those words, "Send me a man, morning and evening." 40 days he had done that. You read it. It's in your Bible. And they just stood there at a standstill, cowering, not knowing what to do. They were just gripped by fear. But David did not have that mindset. He had seen God work, and he had understood that I could pray and God answers, and God is a very present help in a time of trouble and need. And when a bear came, amen, and took one of my father's sheep, I said, "Oh no, you don't." And in the name of Jesus, amen. He didn't have the name Jesus, but he called on the name that he knew. Amen. Praise the Lord. And he was able to recover that lamb from a bear and also from a lion. And when he was brought before the king, and it was rehearsed that this boy said he's going to go out and fight that giant. And the king, you know, looked down at him and patted him on the head and said, "You know, you're just a youth." And he's been a man of war from his youth. And you're not able
to do it. It was falling on deaf ears because he wasn't thinking it was him that was doing it anyhow. Amen. I'm going to go fight him, but it's not me. Amen. It is, I understand where my strength comes from. And let me tell you something, King Saul, that when that lion came and I went after him and I got him by the beard and smote him. And then, that wasn't me. That was my God helping me. And praise God. And then when the bear came, I did the same thing. Amen. And it smote it. And that uncircumcised, he understood the law. He understood the word of God. He understood the promises. Amen. He said that uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he hath defied the armies of the living God. We serve a living God. We serve a mighty God. We serve a powerful God. We serve a God that can. We serve a God that is the great I am. He's not the great I was. Miracles are not a thing of the past. The miracles are today. Miracles are right now. God is the great I am. And he said, this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them. And there's something that gripped the heart of that king. And he said, go. Can I tell you, the freedom of Israel was riding on it. But there was some anointing on that boy. We need to get an anointing upon it. We need to get a faith in the word of God. The word of God is try. Oh, let's worship the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on, lift our voice. Let's worship Him. Hallelujah! My God, my God, my God. Oh, hallelujah. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. I might preach my way through all this. I don't know. If I can hold up. Amen. He said, who is God save the Lord? And he used his name. The Philistines have their God. They make him. They sell him. On the market. I think I'll take this one. He said, Whose God save our Lord? There's nobody like Him. Who's a rock save our God? Who can you stand on? Amen. Who is a foundation except the one that created all this to begin with? Praise the Lord. And it was a rhetorical question. There's no God save the Lord. There is no rock save our God. It is God, he said. This is the man that fought Goliath. It is God that girdeth me. Not with clothing. Not with a linen ephod. Not with sandals. But he girdeth me with strength. God wraps strength around his people. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. There is... Let me talk a little bit about strength. Strength is something that you've got to have around you. Amen. But it's also something that you can have in you. Praise God. And we have two different types of creatures upon the earth that have some type of a skeleton. We have what are known as exoskeletons. These are like lobsters and things that have their skeletal system on the outside of their body. It's a shell, if you will. And we have our skeletal system on the inside of our body. And so that we can stand upright. Praise the Lord. I have known some folks that have been so cowed by the devil and cowed by the world and cowed by circumstance that it seemed they had no backbone. seem like they would melt like a little blob in the middle of a problem. Amen. But God would like to, if you don't have a backbone, amen, He would like to gird you with strength. Amen. So that you can stand in the evil day. He would like to give you, amen. Somebody needs to grow a backbone. Praise God. Somebody needs to learn how to stand upon the Word of God. Somebody needs to learn how to trust God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen. Now I might be shouting amen while I'm preaching, but I'm not angry, I'm excited. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, I'm not yelling, amen, I'm preaching. Praise God. And God is a rock. And God is our strength. And my God girds me with strength. When I don't have strength to stand, He gives me strength to stand. I want to say that again. When I don't have strength to stand, look to Him. He will give you strength to stand. He'll gird you with strength. He'll wrap His strength around you. Praise the Lord. Let's worship the Lord. My God, my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He maketh my way perfect. He maketh my feet like hinds' feet. And setteth me upon high places. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It was in Habakkuk, amen, that prophet that was influential at turning God's people around at a time that the temple was languishing and it seemed like nothing was really getting done. And they were having church, but it wasn't really the way that it ought to be. And he stirred up a people, amen, him and Zechariah, and they began to preach, amen. And the Bible says, amen, through the prophet, it's the very last verse, if you will, last two verses of Habakkuk, where it says in Habakkuk chapter 3 and verse 18, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength, and He will make my feet like hinds' feet, and He will make me to walk upon the high places. Praise the Lord. Can I tell you? Can I tell you? Amen. Hallelujah. God is interested in bringing you up a notch. God is interested in helping you. God is interested. Amen. You've been living down here. He wants to bring you up here. Praise God. You've been living, amen, below your privileges. Amen. But can I tell you that God wants to gird you with strength, and He wants to bring you up and make your feet like hinds' feet. What's that talking about? It's talking about like a deer. I remember I was traveling this past summer. I was going way up toward Quincy, California, and back and forth between these mountain towns, and I remember driving early in the morning from Portola to Quincy, and as I was driving, and it was early, and the sun was really just coming up at the time. There were deer that were out that weren't just back in the woods, and there was one in the middle of the road, and I started coming around a curve, and there it was in the middle of the road. And that thing, I couldn't believe that thing. There was, next to the road, there was like a little bit of a gully, and then there was a fence that was probably about 5 feet high, and then after the fence, there was a steep cliff that looked about like this. I mean, it was really steep, and it went up maybe about 20 feet, and I saw that deer just as nimble as could be. He just jumped right up over that gully, and up over that fence, and up and just toop, toop. And he was gone way up at the top of the hill, just like that. He wants to give you that. He wants to give you something, amen, that you can superabound, amen, and go exceeding beyond. By my God, can I run through a troop, and by Him, I can leap over a wall. Let's worship the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can I tell you that the troubles you're facing, you're not facing by yourself. Amen. The situations in your life, you don't face them by yourself. Amen. The folks that come against you, amen, it's not just you against them. It wasn't just David against Goliath. As a matter of fact, Goliath had another guy with him, bearing his shield. It was two against one. But can I tell you, while Goliath didn't play fair, God doesn't play fair. Amen. Because God was holding the world that Goliath was standing on. Hallelujah. And glad thought he was a big somebody, but when it was over, amen, there was not a whole lot left. Praise the Lord. And the Philistines went running. Amen. Could I tell you that your enemy might seem much larger than you might be able to handle, but you don't have to handle him by yourself. I said, you don't have to handle him by yourself. Amen. Put on the whole armor of God. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. Believe God. Hallelujah. Oh, let's worship him again. Let's worship him again. My God, my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. And then he says, he teacheth my hands to war. He teacheth my hands to war. He's interested in us fighting a warfare. Paul said, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. It says we wrestle, not against flesh and blood, but we do wrestle against principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness. We're in a warfare. And God is interested in people that understand that you're not on leave. You know, in the military, we had this thing called leave. And we get 30 days a year that we'd be able to take and just go and do whatever. But the commander had a right to say, you're not going on leave. And if you were on leave, it didn't matter where you were. You're coming back. Because there was a need. And there's some folks that treat their Christian walk like they're on leave. Yeah, I'm in the Lord's army. I think I'll go grab a bite to eat someplace. Yeah, I'm in the Lord's army. I think I'll sleep in this morning. Praise the Lord. Amen. But we're in a warfare. I'd never been, when I was in the Marines, I was never in an actual combat situation. I was air wing and it was peacetime. So one time we were called up where we may have had to go into some action and it didn't pan out, didn't happen. But we were on alert. It was under, believe it or not, under the Carter administration, I think. Might have been under Reagan. But I remember just in boot camp being out there for 3 days in a foxhole. And we weren't shooting live rounds, but we were playing warfare and some of these guys were playing pretty for keeps. I remember one place we were, and we went through this. I showed my family when we went down through where I went to boot camp but they had a little thing where they had live rounds going. Oh, you could hear them whizzing over you. I don't know if they were metal or what they were. Amen. But they were scary. And we were crawling under barbed wire and they had grenades or some kind of explosives going off, down in the ground. They had these sandbags around, where they dropped these things, so the ground was shaking, and we had to be looking for landmines and taking our bayonets and crawling, I don't know, maybe about 70 yards or something like that, underneath all of this stuff with all this. They tried to simulate warfare as much as they could, and I remember going out in the being there. We had to dig our own foxhole. We had to camouflage it. We had to run these maneuvers, flanking maneuvers and things to this nature. Everybody in the Marines, you learn infantry. And so we were doing those things. And let me tell you, 3 days out there, you know, it wasn't real warfare, but it sure seemed like it.
and you didn't feel like you could sleep. And there was always somebody watching. There was always something going on. Praise the Lord. And can I tell you, we're in a warfare. We cannot be lazy about it. We cannot let our guard down. We cannot think that the enemy is not watching. And we've got to be sober and be vigilant. And because the adversary, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. And when a lion's walking around, he's not making his presence known. They are sneaky in the way that they approach. And the devil is that way. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Maybe I've started rambling a little bit, but I feel like I'm right where God wants me to be. But he said, he teacheth my hands to war. He teacheth my hands to war. God is interested in us taking up the battle. Not somebody else fighting it all the time, but us fighting together. And Bible speaks of a particular battle. I'd like you three boys to come up right here. And I want you to get your swords in your hands. They're heavy swords, so two hands. If you wouldn't, hold them out in front of you. And but you have enemy all around you. And so you've got to protect one another. And come here, come here. And so they kept their backs to each other. And they would fight. And go ahead, and as you're fighting, I want you to fight. Yeah, go on. But they watched each other's back, and they kept one another. Amen. And we need to do that. It is a warfare that we've got to fight. And can I tell you, you never know when the enemy's going to come in. All right? You need to be aware. I got you. And you didn't do anything about it. Praise the Lord. We've got to be vigilant. We've got to, you know, you're not just here for yourself. You're here for your brother. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so when the enemy comes in, somebody, amen, you've got to watch. You've got to make sure I'm coming from the side. Somebody has got to come around with a side swipe and get me. Amen. You can be seated. These guys are pathetic warriors. But in the spirit, I want them to be bold. In the spirit, when God attacks one of our brothers, one of our sisters, God, teach my hands to war. I want to get the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God. Amen. I want to fight the good fight of faith. I want to get a shield of faith. I want to protect my brother and to protect myself and protect our church and protect my family. Amen. Parents, you've got a responsibility. Amen. To protect your home. Amen. Hallelujah. You've got to take up the shield of faith. You've got to wield the Spirit. Amen. The sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And we've got a responsibility. The Lord teacheth my hands to war so that a bow of steel, literally we understand a bow of brass, is broken in my arms. Now, what's it talking about, a bow? It's talking about a bow like a bow and arrow. And the original bows, and I the first bow I ever had was wood. And then I had a fiberglass bow. And then I got a compound bow that does a lot of the work for you. And those were really something when they came out. But they began to manufacture bows of brass. And that was the strongest thing that they had at that time. And it was a lot of people, they don't understand paleontology and archaeology and these things, and they think that the Bronze Age was someplace way back, but that's in recorded history. And it's talking about a period of time known as the Bronze Age.
where men would take brass and they would take copper and they would take the metals and they would combine them and they would make things out of them, and they did have iron, but it was not it wasn't like steel, but they would make instruments of warfare. And when you've got a bow that is made of brass, and you can break it in your hand, that's speaking of a superabundance and a supernatural strength. That's something that is well beyond your ability. You know, Samson, God anointed Samson, and Samson had a vow upon him, and when he kept his vow, God kept his part of the bargain, and God used him, and he had great strength. But it wasn't that he looked like some kind of Hercules, if you will, muscles upon muscles. They looked at him and they wondered, where does he get his strength from? I mean, he didn't look like much. And I don't believe he was this big muscular guy. He was just somebody that God anointed. He was somebody that God used. And if we keep our hearts right and we allow God to train us, we can do things far beyond what we think that we can do. Amen. God is able. God wants to. I want us to hear this. Amen. As a church and as individuals, whether you're a young man or a young lady or middle age or wherever you are in life, I want you to understand that God wants to use you in this warfare, and God can use you, and God can teach you, and God can train you so that you can be effective in His kingdom. You can be a soul winner. You can be an encouragement. You can be a prayer warrior. Amen. What do I mean by prayer? I'm talking about somebody that knows how to battle in the Holy Ghost and gets down on their knees and pleads the blood of Jesus and calls out people's names. Amen. With groanings. Amen. That cannot be uttered. And can I tell you that God knows how to do some more is wrought by prayer than this world dreams of by folks that know how to pray in the Holy Ghost. Let's worship the Lord. Let's worship the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Let's worship Him. Glory to God. Glory to God. My God, my God, my God, my God. Thank you, Savior. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He teacheth my hands to war. So that there's this super abundant strength. It's an overcoming. Amen. By the power of the Lord working in our lives. The power of His Word. The power of His Spirit. He's also given me the shield of thy salvation. Thou hast given me the shield of thy salvation. And thy right hand is holding me up. There are some times that when we are weak, God just holds us up. God just helps us. God just comes through. Amen. When we are at a weak place, and sometimes we're there, we're just human. And life can get big. There's a lot of folks that think, oh, you use God as a crutch, you know. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And when life gets too big to you, too big for you, you come run to somebody that knows how to pray. Amen. And this life is just that way, but He will hold us up. He said, and thy gentleness hath made me great. He didn't just, you were fallen. He didn't just jerk you up and say, get back up. Get back to your post. Get back. No, when you need strength, he's gentle. Bible says, who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed?
And he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, as a root of out of dry ground. He has no form or comeliness. And when praise God, I'm too tired. You know how it goes. But the Bible speaks of the arm of the Lord that he will gently lead them that are with you. God is, he knows when and how to be, he knows what we need. He knows when we need encouragement, we need help. He also knows when we need a good boot in the seat. Praise the Lord. And he'll use people. Sometimes it's your pastor to give you that help or that boot. Amen. But God cares for you. He's interested in you learning. Teach my hands to war. I like verse 36. Thou hast enlarged my steps under me, that my feet did not slip. There are sometimes it just seems like the foothold you have is so precarious. And you're traversing a trail and it seems like there's nothing solid to stand on. I've been on some mountain hikes before and I felt like, you know, I need to feel my way through this a little bit. I know when we were in the jungle, don't be thinking about that boat, Sister Jennifer. Stepped on a board in a boat on the Amazon, and that board just gave way under my foot. And it wasn't my weight. It was a rotten board. I don't care. It was about 3 inches thick. It was rotten board. But there's when we were on that trip, there was going up this muddy bank up to a village, and there were some places that were pretty precarious footing, and you really needed to be careful. But the Lord knows how to just right underneath your steps, just now it's nice and solid and even, and he knows how to help you at the very time. Wouldn't that be great? Wherever you stepped, praise God, God just put something there. Wasn't too low, wasn't too high, wasn't too crooked. It was just right. But God knows when you have not. Now, he doesn't want you to cast yourself off a cliff so that angels could bear thee up. All right. Amen. But when you're doing his work and his will, he knows how to put those so that your steps do not falter. Praise the Lord. Can I tell you, you've got a God that he's underneath you. He's above you. He's on either side of you. Praise the Lord, he's within you. Amen. And he is helping you in a warfare and teaching us, teaching our hands to war. Praise God. And because of all of that, David said, I've pursued my enemies and I've overtaken them. Can I tell you that you're more than a conqueror? A conqueror doesn't just fight defensive battles. He doesn't just give us a shield. He gives us a sword. Praise the Lord. He doesn't just give us barriers, but he gives us a sword. Praise God. And if we're more than conquerors, there's going to be a battle. And there's going to be fighting. And there's going to be conquering. And there's going to be forward motion. There's going to be direction. Amen. You cannot have forward motion unless you know what forward is. Amen. You cannot move in a particular direction until you decide upon a direction. And so we're more than conquerors through him that loved us and gave himself for us.
and to be a conqueror. We're moving forward. And so David said, all right, you've made my feet like hinds feet. I can jump super high. I can run through a troop. There's no rock of stability like our God. He lightens our path. He makes my feet like hinds feet. He teaches my hands to war so that a bow of steel is broken in mine arms. He gave me a shield of salvation. His right hand upholds me. He girds me with strength. His gentleness has made me great. He's enlarged my steps so that they did not slip. So let's get after it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's go after it. Let's conquer. Let's do what God called us to do. Let's be a soul winning church. Let's be what God has said that we can be. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He teaches my hands not to play war, but to war. He teaches me to go after it. He teaches me to go get a soul. Go get a Bible study. Go talk to somebody in the street. Go witness to somebody. Hallelujah. He teaches me to walk with boldness. Paul said, you put on the whole armor of God. And when you do, pray for me. We're in this battle together. I want to be bold. Paul was going after, he was a conqueror. Amen, you may be seated. He went to Ephesus. And he began to work there with some people. And there were some things that came against him. And he took somebody that was full of the devil. And through the name of Jesus, cast out a devil. And got some folks angry with him. And one thing led to another. And he began to teach. And he began to work. And he abode with them, the Bible says, for the space of about 2 years. Altogether, first 3 months. And then he did some traveling around there. And it was during those times that all Asia heard the word of God. Speaking of Asia Minor. All Asia heard the word of God. Paul wasn't just sitting in a synagogue someplace and teaching a Bible study to those that would come. He'd get after it. Praise God. He would go out there and engage in the community and walk. You know, the early church, they weren't passive. I command you, do not teach anymore in that name. Get out of the temple. Stay out of the temple. Don't do this anymore. And then they beat them with stripes. Hey, boss, I don't know how to tell you this, but those two guys that we put laid a bunch of stripes on the other day, they're back. And they're preaching. And they got folks stirred up. Praise God. Hallelujah. Can I tell you, they went everywhere preaching the gospel. Hallelujah. God wants to get this outside these walls. God wants to get it out in your school, in your workplace, in our community, in our neighborhood. Praise God. Amen. To somebody along the street. Amen. This works anywhere that it goes. And he teacheth my hands to war. Praise God. You may be seated. The primary weapon that they spoke of that would be used, that would be an offensive weapon. Yes, it is used as defensive, but it was designed as an offensive weapon. You can take a sword and you can thrust with it. You can take a sword and you can parry with it. Yes. But you can do a number of things with a sword. It is a powerful tool. And the Bible tells us that God's Word, we read it, amen, regarding the sword of the Spirit. Praise the Lord. He said, I want you to take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Praise the Lord. The Bible tells us in Revelation chapter number 1, there is a passage there where it describes Jesus. Amen. When John, amen, saw some things in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and he turned to see that voice that was speaking to him. He being turned saw 7 golden candlesticks. In the midst of those 7 candlesticks, in the midst of those churches, if you will, amen, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot and girded about the paps with a golden girdle in his head, and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as the flame of fire, and his feet like undefined brass, as if they burned in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters, and he had in his right hand 7 stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp, two-edged sword. And his countenance was as the sun which shineth in his strength. And can I tell you something? Amen. That he is that one. Praise the Lord. He is that one whose word is the word of God. And his word is that sharp sword with two edges. Amen. The word of God is the sword of the Spirit. And he'd like to put it in your hands. He said, take that shield of faith, but don't you forget to take the sword. Could I tell you, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you're a 60-some-year-old man or you're a 12-year-old girl. If you've got the Holy Ghost, you ought to get into the book and you ought to learn it. And you ought to understand what it is to wield the sword of the Spirit. You need to get it reverberating in your hand. It's a flaming sword. It is a powerful sword. Amen. Praise God. You've gotta get the word of God in your heart. And you've gotta be, what am I talking about? He teaches our hands to war. Amen. We've gotta get this word of God. Amen. And we've gotta get it out there. We've gotta learn it. We've gotta study it. We've gotta pray over it. We've gotta meditate in therein day and night, and we will be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Nothing going to topple that tree. Amen. Let's worship the Lord. Let's worship the Lord. Let's worship the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. My God, my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Savior. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. When he wrote to the church at Pergamos, he said, I want you to know who it is that's writing this letter. It's he which hath that sharp sword with two edges. Amen. The word of God, the Bible says, is quick. That means living. Doesn't mean fast. It means living, but it's fast too. Powerful. Powerful means full of power. And sharper than any two-edged sword. Amen. God's word. It can take a hard heart and begin to pierce through. God's word can get down. Amen. Praise God, and make a grown man cry like a little girl. When they realize I'm undone and I need God. Praise the Lord. Can I tell you? And we ought to cry before the Lord. Nothing wrong with a man shedding tears. Somebody say, well, that's not a real man. You're not a real man if you can't shed tears. I want to say that again. You're not a real man if you can't shed tears. If you can't be secure enough in your manhood to weep before God, you're a sissy. It is good preaching. Praise God. Praise God. We need to understand that we need Him. Hallelujah. Amen. And the Word of God can get hold of us. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. It can get a hold of the hardest heart. It can get a hold of the most wicked heart. It can get a hold of those that are hopeless and give them hope. The Word of God, amen, is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. And we need to learn how to use the Word of God. Hallelujah. Oh, let's worship Him. Let's worship Him. He teacheth. He teacheth my hands to war. Hallelujah. And so David said, he's done all these things, made my feet like hinds feet, and gave me this superabundant strength. I could jump over walls, go through troop, amen. My feet always land right, amen, because He always works it out. He puts, He enlarges my steps under me, and so I'm going to pursue my enemies. I'm going to take the war to them. Sometimes Paul and I, just for a little entertainment, we'll listen to some old tapes of Louis L'Amour. And I didn't used to like Louis all that much. There's something about hot black coffee that's a man's drink, amen. Praise God. I almost preach against cream and sugar for men. Amen. You ladies, you do your tea. Go ahead. Praise God. Amen. I like hot black coffee. You just take that black coffee, dark roast. Just take a handful of it, throw it in your mouth, chomp it up. Scalding hot water. Amen. Get it done right. Praise God. Men. Praise the Lord. Amen. But there's a guy by the name of Tanner, and somebody was wanting to take a fight to him, and he said, hey, I'll take it to you. I'm going to take the fight to you. I'll bring it to you. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's how I feel. I want to bring it to Him. Praise God. I want to take it. He teacheth my hands to war. He doesn't want us just sitting here and having good church and enjoying the presence of God and somebody going to hell all around us. Amen. He wants us to get out there and to wield the sword of the Spirit. Tell somebody about this only saving message. Amen. Tell somebody, amen, that's out there lost and undone and they're crying for somebody. Something, amen. Can I tell you, they're out there. They're out there. They're waiting for a church to be full of the Holy Ghost. Amen. They have learned, amen. God has taught them some things about war, and they take the sword of the Spirit and they get after it. Praise the Lord. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Amen. If you don't have a Bible study, you want to know why you might not have a Bible study right now teaching somebody the Word of God? You never asked anybody. It's amazing. Every time I've ever gotten a Bible study, it's because I asked Him. Praise the Lord. God doesn't want us just sitting here when we got a world going to hell around us. And can I tell you that the signs of the times are all around us and men's hearts are failing them from fear? They're looking for something. And what they're looking for, you've got. Amen. And we need to be bold. Amen. I want you to pray for me that I'll be bold. And I'm going to pray for you that you'll be bold. Amen. Praise God. We ought to be able to fill this place up. Amen. Praise God. And be able to look around and get something. Amen. That will accommodate. Amen. And beyond that. Praise God. I'd like to see little works and preaching points all around this area. Amen. Where we get out there and we can bring somebody that might not come all the way into downtown Oakley. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I feel that God wants us, amen, to get busy with the things of the work of God. Amen. I want you to stand with me in the house of the Lord, musicians. Come. Praise God. Joel said, multitudes and multitudes in the valley of decision. For the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. And the sun and the moon shall be darkened. And the stars withdraw their shining. And then he said, and the Lord also shall roar out of Zion. That's a church. The Lord is going to roar out of Zion. Not this little passive come to Jesus. Our gospel's not a little come to Jesus something. Our gospel is the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And they took it and they proclaimed it. And they get out there. And we're an apostolic church.
Lord's not going to roar. Just out in the world, He's going to roar out His Zion. He's going to call sinners out of His church, from His church, to come into His church. His voice is going to center here. But a roar doesn't stay within four walls. He's going to roar out of Zion. It's going to reverberate in the streets. It's going to reverberate in the schools. It's going to reverberate in the workplace. It's going to reverberate in the community. He wants this church to be a city set on a hill that cannot be hid. He wants somebody that knows the feel of the sword of the Spirit working. The Lord shall roar out of Zion, utter His voice from Jerusalem. And the heavens and the earth shall shake. But the Lord will be the hope of His people, the strength of the children of Israel. God wants us to be more than conquerors. I used to have a view of that passage, more than conquerors, that we're just overcomers, doesn't matter what comes our way, that we'll be able to make it somehow. That's not Paul's attitude and spirit. Paul didn't whimper when he was in the jail. He wrote letters of encouragement and said, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I said rejoice. He witnessed to a jailer. That's how the church at Philippi started. Baptized him in Jesus' name. Prayed him through to the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'd like us to gather up around the front. Everybody come. You don't need to stand if you can't stand long. I have trouble standing long. But you can come and sit and somebody can make room. Come on up, Sister Eva. You folks make some room right here. Amen. Come on up. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God strengthen us. Strengthen our hands to warm. Help us, God. Help us, Jesus. Why don't you pray one with another, would you? We need one another. We need to wield the sword. Hallelujah. For our brother, we need to wield the sword for our sister. We need to wield the sword for our family. We need to wield the sword for somebody out there in our apartments, or our neighborhood, or school. Our best friend that's lost and going to hell. God, help me to learn the Word of God. Help me to know God, how to share it. Help me to memorize the Scriptures, that I might have an answer for the hope that's in me. Jesus, help me, God, to have a boldness. And not make God to ask for, to get, and to teach a Bible study. To bring the Word of God to somebody lost. Oh, yeah. Yeah, my Lord, oh,
want to teach, God. I want to share the word of God.